Hey, Heavenly Homemakers, thank you for living out God's calling to make your homes heavenly while striving toward your heavenly home. The Lord is working through you to bless so many people. As Lara addresses your questions in these next few minutes, we hope you are blessed with real life help and that your spirit is uplifted.
Hello there, and welcome to another podcast here at heavenlyhomemakers.com. I'm Lara Coppinger, and going to be addressing a couple of your questions today. The first one comes from Star. She wrote an email that says, "Lara, I really enjoy your new podcasts, when I can find time to listen to them. I was wondering what type of cookware you feel was safe and healthy to use in the kitchen. It seems that everyone has a different idea, and it's so hard to know where to turn for good quality information. Thanks so much, Star." Well, Star, thanks for considering me a good source for quality information. Hopefully I will not steer you wrong. I will just tell you what works for me and what I like to use in my kitchen based on my research for what is safe and what works well for cooking healthy meals. I have four favorites as far as cooking and baking: cast iron, Pyrex, glass, stainless steel, and stoneware. Those are my favorites. I can go into those just a little bit more in depth here. As far as cooking on the stovetop, like browning meats and things like that, I love using cast iron. My mom had some cast iron, and when she passed away, I was able to get some of her really nice skillets, even a nice Dutch oven. And so maybe I love to use them because they were hers too. That could be part of it. But I really just love cooking with cast iron anyway because of how it cooks my meat in particular. And scrambled eggs, I really like making scrambled eggs in cast iron. I love cast iron as an alternative to Teflon, because once you get your cast iron nice and cured, and then you maybe put a little butter in the bottom of it if you're cooking eggs, it's very similar to Teflon as how it keeps the food from sticking. But of course you don't have all the harmful nasties that you get from Teflon. So love my cast iron for stovetop. I guess I will go into the stainless steel thing next, because I also love that for stovetop. I have a nice stainless steel set of pots and pans, and I really love those for cooking soups and just any other thing that I might need to do on my stovetop, vegetables, things like that. Love those. I think it's good to invest in a nice stainless steel set. And in fact, I think I just got mine at Walmart. I didn't spend a lot on my stainless steel cookware. I don't think you have to. I think you can get just a nice $30 or $40 set and it'll last you for a while and do just what you need it to do. As far as baking, I love Pyrex. I have lots and lots of Pyrex in all different sizes, and I just love it because it does just about anything you need to, and you can bake with it, you can freeze your food in it, and you know how much I love putting food in the freezer so that I have it ready to easily go in the oven. So it freezes well, and then it bakes well, and then it goes in the dishwasher. I just love Pyrex. So I love my glass casserole type dishes. I have lots and lots of different ones in all shapes and sizes. And then I also really, really love stoneware for baking, especially baking breads. I like my stone baking pans. I have a stoneware like cooking sheet, which I use probably every day. I don't bake cookies every day, but I do use my stone cookie pan for warming up things quickly in the oven. I just put it all in my stone cookie sheet and into the oven it goes, and it works really, really well. So those are my top cooking and baking items that I love and I feel very good about. I feel like those are very safe to use. The next question I have here comes from Heather Campbell, and it's regarding wheat. So her question is, "Dear Lara, Dr. McCullough says wheat is not good. Does he mean commercial made breads, pastas, pastries, etc.? For example, I cook from scratch using King Arthur's organic unbleached hard white wheat. Is this bad wheat? Should I be using white? I'm a little confused. What about the fiber?" Okay, Heather, well, if you're confused, so am I. There is so much controversial information out there regarding wheat, regarding grain in general, regarding should I soak my grain, should I not soak my grain, and If you've been reading my blog long, I have addressed this quite a few different times because there is so much confusion. And, you know, I don't really know exactly all of what's true and what's best. I am pretty sure I am not doing something right when it comes to grain and wheat. I think most of you know that I do grind my own flour. I have a Nutrimill, which I love, and I grind hard white wheat into our flour. So we have whole grain flour with what every grain product that I make is made with that. And I do know Dr. Mercola. I trust Dr. Mercola, and he says wheat is not good. And he pretty much is not a big advocate of any kind of grain. He generally tells people to avoid eating grain. I understand that. I do know from my research that grain is one of the tougher foods to digest. And I think that is probably why Dr. Mercola says what he says about wheat. And I don't want to quote him on that, but that's my opinion, or my feeling is that he wants us to steer away from those because they're harder to digest. They're not the best things for our systems. That's why so many people have gluten intolerance. That's why there's a lot of allergies. I do understand that. I still use wheat, obviously. You might remember that I got 500 pounds of it last year. We're still working through it. So I definitely do still feed my family wheat and other grains. We just try to do the best we can. It would be very hard for me to give that up. If you know, a doctor told me that we needed to, then I would do that. At this point, I just feel like it's okay. You know, I don't think that I need to completely give up wheat, that my family needs to. My husband and I have talked quite a bit about this as far as the, should we eat it? Should we not? Should we soak it every time? Should we always make sourdough? Do we need to make sure we're sprouting our grain before we eat it every time? All of those things are really good things to do and help it to be more digestible, help it to be a little bit healthier for us. But I have gotten to where I recognize that I can't do it all. And I also don't feel bad when I don't get those grains soaked, or when I haven't even tackled sprouting wheat yet. I don't even understand what I need to do that. I could learn, and I may someday, but I have just gotten to a point where I have felt safe and comfortable with eating organic grain, whole grain. I do feel like it's important to eat it in its whole form because that's how God gave it to us. I understand what Dr. Mercola feels about it, but I do just feel like it's okay that we're eating it some, and I try to cut us back a little bit on it. As far as what I feel like is more important to eat would be fruits and vegetables and healthy meats and good dairy products. So grains would fall lower on the list for what I would recommend as far as what's the best to eat. However, I don't think it's terrible for us to eat it either. If I change my mind on that, I will let you know. And I do. I hope I'm not steering anyone wrong. This is just, of course, my opinion and what Matt and I have decided on for our family, that wheat is not necessarily bad, but yes, it can be. And should we be trying to avoid processed grains and those that have been stripped of all their nutrients? Absolutely. I do feel like if we're going to be eating wheat, it should be a very good quality. And your King Arthur's organic unbleached hard white wheat, that I would say would be the next step from grinding your own. If I was not able to grind my own flour, I would definitely find a good source like King Arthur's organic flour. So I think that you're on the right track there. And I think that it's not all bad. And I'm not a doctor, so, but I'm just a mom. And that's what I've decided on, because it really is nice to have wheat products and other grain products to feed my family and to fill up those hollow legs that all of my boys have. They are hungry all the time, and I think I would have a hard time not feeding them grain products or starches like that. That'd be tough. Anyway, so that's where we've landed on it, and not the expert, but just what we've decided works for our family. So I will leave you with that today, And I just appreciate that you listened in to our podcast today. Please do email me if you have any other questions that you might like for us to address in a future podcast. My email is Laura@heavenlyhomemakers.com. I'd love to hear from you, and just really would like to now encourage you as you go on your way to love on your husbands, thoroughly enjoy your children, and take joy in your life as a heavenly homemaker.